Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know what? I don't know what we're going to fucking talk about or what other goddamn announcements, but I don't care. I just want to start this show.
That's the weirdest. No, I don't like it.
Well, I do. I just want to start this show.
This is dumb.
What? Y'all, we've been sitting here for 10 minutes going, do we have anything to talk about? Do we? You know what? Well, y'all, be present. Well, if we need to talk about it, it will come up and we will talk about it.
No, because we don't remember anything.
That's fair.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Welcome to reality.
Welcome to reality.
Welcome to reality gaze. I'm poor, gritty.
No.
Welcome. Oh, I'm here talking about the gays. I once did some gay porn work. Yeah.
I have to turn you down.
They called me Scissoring Sally for a month. I'm porn gritty.
I think the worst thing about it is that the Hannibal Lecter.
I don't know why.
Fava bean.
I don't know.
Part about it.
Well, she always wants to lick on something. A dick, a vagina, porn granny's here for it. She's sex positive.
I get a shiver in my spine when I hear that voice. It's
Come
so
at me
awful.
If you missed porn granny. And be sure to tag Poodle. Let us know on the Twitter.
I hate her. There aren't many people. The two reactions I have are Baby Girl Lisa, because it's just, the voice is so repellent to me.
I can't do her voice right now.
And Porn Granny.
There's okay.
Just, there's something so gross about those two. I just can't handle them.
Y'all, welcome to part due.
Welcome to part due. Due, remember, is God.
Part due.
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Due is, would be God. Part God.
You need some God for this. Part deux.
Yeah, there you go. See, you can. There you go. You can pick it up.
There you go.
I'm going to say it wrong in 5 minutes.
Yep. 90 Day Fiancé season...
Eight.
Season ocho.
Episode
Look at me.
Eight.
I'm just bilingual. Look at this. This is called...
You tried to be bilingual for a while, and look what
true.
Happened.
Y'all, this episode is... ¿Cómo se dice the real you in español? Because this is the real you.
Should we start off with, before we have announcements, the big announcement is, I knew this would happen.
Yeah, Bling Empire. Bling Empire is
our
dropping
Patreon.
On Netflix on Friday, January 15th, and we're going to be doing a podcast about it, the whole thing. Now, we don't know exactly sure.
We're not sure how many episodes. We think there's 10.
We don't know. We're going to try to at least get three out really quickly. To be honest, y'all, My father is supposed to get out of the hospital, we think, on Friday.
His father's, cancer strikes
that
again.
Is, boy, try to make, you know what, make plans.
This now feels deliberate. I've just got to say.
My father's homophobic. He hates us.
It all feels a little deliberate for me.
He's like telling the nurse, hey, don't get me out until Friday because my fairy son's going to be talking about rich people.
I made all these plans to do this thing this weekend, and it was all set. And then your father threatened to die again.
He did.
So,
but he came back. He's off the ventilator. Shout out to the doctors and nurses at Mercy.
No, in all seriousness, I am very happy.
No,
his,
we laugh.
His father
about
is feeling better.
But it's also, I am too.
It's just fucking me, royally.
It's fucking our schedule royally. So we will have it out within like the next week.
He can send me like a Harry and David's fruit basket.
He doesn't even know what that is. Now, he can call Fat Belly Burger and see if they can send you something.
Okay.
Best salad in Ardmore, Matt. Fat Belly Burger.
Fat Belly Burger.
Actually, they just closed because they didn't pay their rent.
There's kind of a, do you notice there's a, with places that are like, that make me a little nervous to eat at them, things called like Fat Belly Burger or.
I'll tell you what, a place that Jake will never eat at, ever. If your restaurant is called Husky, he won't walk in.
I won't. Now, I will say, I took me a very long time to go to Fat Burger, but I love Fat Burger now.
Fat Burger's, give me some fat fries.
Yeah.
Ooh, good turkey burger, too. But yes, Bling Empire.
That is a very Western, Fat Burger, I think, is a California thing.
I think
maybe Western
California,
states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least.
Like that and The Habit.
I love the habit. We need to shut up.
We do need to shut up. So, y'all, that's dropping on Netflix, and that's going to be on our, for all tiers of our Gatreon. It's what we the do first, regularly for
yeah,
binges.
But the first two will be on our free feed,
the
like
first
we
two
normally
will be on
do.
The free feed, and then the rest will go at the $5 level up and beyond.
And we're going to have some special guests, you guys. I was trying to finalize those today.
We are. We are definitely going to have some special guests, so we're excited about that. And then, which just will make it even harder to plan with everything.
I know. And that's why my voice is getting higher and higher, because I'm thinking about the logistical nightmares. And you fucking up time changes again. Y'all, as soon as he gets in Oklahoma, he forgets everything about time. Y'all, it's a real problem.
Caregiver brain is real. It is just No, I don't mean that as sympathy. I mean it like, fuck. So that's going on. I've already mentioned on the last, this is the last time I'm going to mention it, Maddie's Honkin' Talkin' Mix on Spotify. I've tweeted
that's
it.
That's it.
I Facebooked it. Y'all, it's on
people
the Instagram.
People seem to enjoy it.
They do seem to enjoy it. It's 5 hours long, so you can play it on your work day.
I did look at it today. I'm a little disappointed by the lack of variety, but that's me. That's what I like in a podcast or in a
playlist. Yeah, that's you.
That's me.
Not me. Stick to what you know, ho.
Yeah.
So that's on Spotify. It's going to be in the show notes. I feel like there is something else we actually needed to talk about. We've asked, and y'all are starting to come through, and we appreciate it. Because of the name change from 90 Day Gays Fuck You Discovery to Reality Gays, it messes up a little bit on Apple Podcasts as far as visibility and things like that.
Yeah.
So we really are, again, there's a link in the show notes.
Knew this would happen. So
yeah, if you have never left a review on Apple Podcasts, y'all, now is the time that this really would help us out so much.
It'll help our searchability go way up because just as far as how many reviews we have.
So leave 5 stars. And if you don't know what to say, you can always say, keep going, queens. We appreciate it very, very much.
We appreciate y'all.
Oh, and our merch on Wednesday, our merch is going to be on
store-wide sale.
Store-wide. We get nothing, but it's good for you.
You know you in your office right now, you need a who gives a shit pillow.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is a nurse, and she put it up. You get your COVID vaccination in her office, and she says, look at the pillow.
I've had at least 6 or 7 people send me their pillows, and people are very happy with them.
Post a picture and then put hashtag reality gays.
Yes.
Anyway, so I think that is all of our freaking announcements.
Okay.
You know what? That was only 7 minutes. That was good.
Suck it.
That was really good.
So let's talk about
Rebecca
so much love.
So happy.
So happy.
I will say, Zied is a fan favorite, you guys. So I'm sure a lot of people are happy to see him back.
I know
Aaron and Mary Payne were basically finger banging themselves over.
Hey, something is attractive. This man is attractive, y'all.
Well, his glow up is impressive.
I feel like he's decent in bed. I think he goes to sleep quickly afterwards. But
I think he is. Yeah.
But I feel like when he's there, he is there. Speaking of sex, by the way, I asked and y'all came for us. Literally.
Holy shit.
The threads we have gotten about what y'all use to clean up semen after sex.
I'm a
sex positive sissy. I loved it.
I opened my phone at like 8 a.m. and was like, oh, that's early for this. That's early to hear the phrase cum dumpster. But you know what? I'm good with it. If it increases sex positivity, tell it. You know, we basically said, what do you do with your partner's cum?
Because
if you sleep with men,
because it really, because yeah, especially with straight guys, what are they? Because they, y'all, this is a little bit of, this won't come out for a few weeks, but we just started because we're watching these watch-alongs for the Patreon while I'm here.
Yeah.
And we just started season 3 of 90 Day Fiancé. Oh my God. What's his name with the horrible room from New Orleans?
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle's room.
No, it's the house.
The house with all the roaches.
The house should be condemned,
and
y'all.
And his hot roommate who just walks around naked and smokes pot. We're here for it. And then there's the hot Jamaican guy, Devar. Oh my God.
Yeah. And Melanie's questionable hair.
Melanie's questionable. And we just met Melanie's sister, Beverly, with the big red hair. And I'm just worried about this. Hold on. Let me finish.
Queen of Karens.
Anyway, y'all, we're having fun.
It's fun.
It's going to be a good season 3.
And we got creepy Mark.
Mark with 19-year-old.
With Nikki.
Nikki.
Ugh. That is the most cringeworthy segment for me.
Ugh.
Yeah, we did. At least we've moved on. We're still in it right now, but we're kind of happy that we've gotten past Danielle and Muhammad.
Yeah, so, we're kind of happy about that.
Muhammad, I don't know why you would tell me that, Muhammad.
Anyway, y'all, there was a little nostalgia for you. Let's get back to Rebecca and Zied. So,
please,
I'm going to talk about the elephant that's been in the room. And this is prop. I've never had so many people tag me personally, not us,
yeah,
but me personally in post, because a lot of you know I used to be a makeup artist. You know, when you're a makeup artist, you see a lot of bad makeup.
Yeah.
You walk around town, you're going to the movies, you're going to your Carmike 7.
Yeah.
To go see the next Mission Impossible movie.
Or you go to The Net with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Y'all, if you watch that movie today, it is laughable.
I would love to watch it today. That'd be a good watch along. Anyway.
Oh, God. I need to download this video. It's going to take me 8 hours.
Eight hours. I'm going to order pizza through a very intricate MS-DOS code. So anyway.
The Net.
You, the woman giving you popcorn, you're like, oh, man, that eyeliner's problematic. Yeah. But you know what? You move on.
You're
able to get it out of your head. I have dreamt about this eyeshadow of Tiffany's. And honestly, Rebecca's.
She normally looks pretty good. I don't know what she was trying to do.
Well, I think, first of all, so here, let's start with Rebecca. She does, first of all, lady, this is a tip.
It was the eye makeup.
As you get more mature, you actually need A, less makeup.
Yeah.
And B.
You've said that over and over again. Yep.
It bears repeating, apparently.
I wasn't shaming you. I was saying this is something you've come back to.
Also, women, you do not need to do a lot of times women, when they're younger girls, when you're Mariah, you eyeline your eyes all the way around, like just a black or brown eyeliner all the way around it. As you get older, ladies, guess what? That actually can make your eyes look smaller.
Right.
So put an eyeliner on the top, and if you often you don't need eyeliner at all on the bottom. Or if you do, just your little corner will be good.
Wait, you don't put eyeliner all around my eyes.
Exactly. And you look more young. You look a little more youthful.
I'm going to let you move on. This is a weird area and I don't like it.
I'm just saying. So if you just, but the problem is you also want to get, especially as we get older, our eyes run more and they're just watery. And I think Rebecca's eyeliner is running.
Yeah.
So by the time she gets to the airport,
she didn't look good.
She looks like a fucking raccoon.
Yeah. She also did say, "Can you help me with my makeup, Tiffany?" I'm like, "No!
No!"
So that's, step away from the brush.
So that's Rebecca. That's an easy fix. That's a, you come into Sephora, I give you a little bit of a makeover, and in 10 minutes, you're out the door.
How do you fix Tiffany's makeup? Start over?
Well, Tiffany...
How would you describe this?
You know, people were posting pictures of actually Devin. You know?
Yes, and it is very Devin.
So there is a lot of, like, this is coming a lot from, like, Asian culture.
Yeah, and almost like manga.
Manga and Korean K-pop. So they do these kind of cool... So I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But I'm all for doing that. The problem is this whole look of putting like a wash of kind of a pale or vivid color all over your eye and extending it out, but then not having any eyeliner or mascara.
That's the problem.
It makes you look sick.
Yeah. And the rest of her face was, there was nothing really done.
No, exactly. It was just kind of like she puts on foundation that washes out her whole skin. I think her foundation.
Which is a Southern thing, unfortunately.
It is a Southern thing. I think the best thing Tiffany can do is she needs to just do a little concealer and some like BB cream. And BB does not mean bareback. Poodle.
I didn't say a word.
But you thought it.
I thought it.
It's just like a light moisturizer or even like a tinted moisturizer.
BB cream, my AOL screen name in college.
Yeah, exactly. There goes BB cream.
Hey, boys.
Anyway. Is the internet starting up?
Hey, boys.
No, that's just Poodle's asshole winding up. Anyway, so that's my big takeaway for her is that a pretty brown eyeliner, even like with a, if she wants to get crazy and put a cat eye on top of it, sure. It's still not my preference, but she doesn't look sick. And then,
well, her face just looked so like a big old like an old dish towel.
She, you know, because she put very thick foundation, and then she does like heavy bronzer and contouring.
Yeah,
it's not, you guys. Somebody put on one of our podcast reviews, somebody says you guys too much, and that's probably me.
Probably.
But y'all, you don't. I'm all for contouring. That's great. Some of you feel like you need to do drag contouring every day of your life. And this is what I want to say. If you feel the need to do that, and I mean this, like, I think it's okay to be more comfortable with the beauty of your face how it is. Now, a little bit of like... A little bit of contouring around your forehead, a little cheek. But if you're
a little shading, yeah.
If you're going to your daughter's t-ball game, you don't need to contour your nose. I think that's fine. I don't think you need to do that.
I think she knew she was going to be on camera and she was going to serve a look.
But she actually needs less makeup altogether.
Yeah.
Also, too, Rebecca and Tiffany both have this idea of let's do a full lip liner, let's draw the lip in, and let's do like a full lipstick. However, Tiffany is younger.
I think Tiffany may be like late 20s.
Tiffany could do this pink eyeshadow just do like, actually, I would do the reverse of put a gloss and then maybe do like a nude lip liner on top of it.
Yep. We need to move on. I'm sorry.
Fine.
I know you could talk about it for a long time.
Just so I want to let everybody know, I was bothered. I might have had a dream about it.
It has been the talk of the segment.
It was weird. I dreamt about their eyeshadow, and then in the next kind of dream, I was hanging out with Casey Musgraves, and she was pregnant with my baby, but we didn't have sex.
That's definitely a dream.
That's definitely a dream.
So, basically, you guys, they're going to go pick up... Maybe I say you guys.
I think we both do.
Okay. Basically... Basically, they are going to the airport, and Tiffany and Micah, that is Tiffany's boyfriend.
Sweet man. just a sweet disposition.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Well, he's got that kind of silent, judgy. He's every country boy I grew up with who moved to the big city and thinks he can shop. He can wear V-neck shirts and he can wear necklaces. He's still a country dumb as fuck boy.
I feel like they...
You know what, though? He's got pretty eyes.
He does have a handsome face. He has pretty eyes. If they have kids, they'll be pretty babies,
yep.
Maybe. I feel like they should all be talking, and they should just cut to him, and he's going to have dip in his mouth about to spit in a platoon and then say something just really judgmental.
Every time he
is that country mouse, angry country mouse in the city.
And this may be, this is one of those things you have to question on 90 Day a lot of times, guys, because, about how they are editing this.
Yeah.
You need a villain in a storyline.
I will say that's what I wrote. They probably told Tiffany and Micah to do this.
Yeah.
I think they're writing the villains. Them in to make them the yeah. villains more than they are. Because I'm just going to say this. I said it before. I don't think there's a lot of drama with Rebecca and Zied.
There's not.
That to me is the whole enduring part of it. Is Rebecca reminds me of my
endearing.
Family member. What did I say?
Endearing.
Endearing, yes. To me, Rebecca reminds me of my cousin, especially my cousin Kelly, who just worries.
Not Lolo?
No.
You have so many cousins.
She's the terrible one.
Okay.
The horrible one that are like the plas, who are going around telling people in Ardmore that, yeah, we know what's going on with Chelsea. We've been talking to Matthew.
I don't want to go into family dynamics with you.
They've been telling people, they've been talking to me. I'm like, I haven't talked to those religious hypocrites in 2 years. Where are we?
Talk, Matt. It's Hulk, Matt. I fix eyeshadow.
We need to move on. Please.
I'm
terrified.
Anyway, they're making them the villains when there's nothing to be.
And I feel like things are being played up.
And that's what I love about Rebecca is Rebecca's chewing on her cheek normally, stressing about nothing.
Yeah.
That's my family.
And she and Rebecca, you guys, I feel for her. I wish Rebecca had the confidence of the outward confidence of Tania. I wish she had the outward confidence, even though we think Tania is insecure on the inside.
Well.
But Rebecca's confidence, I wish that for her. I wish she was a more confident person.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's getting better, but yeah, I think she's got to. I would love to, if she's still living, God willing, I would love to meet Rebecca's mother. I think that would fill in a lot of gaps.
You're obsessed with people's mothers.
Mama, a rainbow. Mama, a vid. We've already sang that.
Yeah,
we won't
have.
Go into it.
That's why I was curiously silent.
Don't tell Mama what she knows.
We haven't sung that one. So, Mama thinks I'm living in a convent.
Boy, it's so easy to reel him in with Cabaret. I almost
said
cabaret.
Are you having a stroke?
No, because I wanted to say cabaret.
Oh, I got you.
That's what we do.
So, anyway, Tiffany says, we're going to come with you, and we're going to ride in the same car. That's production, y'all. That's just easier for production.
Because Micah doesn't want to ride with Zied. He wants to go play PlayStation and have his toes sucked. I don't know what he's going to do.
Micah's judgy constantly.
Yeah.
He did say some xenophobic shit on, like, the first episode, I believe, something about Muslims and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's just your typical dumbass xenophobic country boy. But I think the show is playing it up bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. So they get there. Rebecca's losing her shit.
I'm going to throw up. I wish someone actually... Remember, who was it on 90 Day who actually threw up? Handsome beard British guy.
John. Yeah,
John
he did.
John actually threw up when he met, I don't remember anybody's
Rachel.
Name. Rachel. God.
Rachel.
I am impressed that you always keep names for me. I really appreciate
that. That's my job.
I really appreciate it so much.
It is honestly like a game of $25,000 pyramid that I play every single day, and I never get... And I never get the money from it. That is my personal hell. And it is also my duty to do it because I believe in correct things.
I would be on a game show with you, and it would end up being like that episode of Golden Girls where we would think we were doing well, and then I would fuck it up, and you would start yelling at me on national TV.
I would. I would shame you. So, she is losing her shit. Rebecca is.
Yes.
You know who else kind of lost their shit at the airport? Tania. Remember when Tania saw Sinjin?
Yeah. She freaked out. Out.
Those were simpler days.
Those were the days.
So, Zied comes out. He looks great. I tear up a little bit. It's a glow up. His glasses are great. He's got this blingy watch. And I miss you so much. Greets Tiffany and Micah. He's not really, you can see, he's not really happy about having them there.
But yeah, I think that. And also I think, y'all, he's tired.
Perfect.
How long
he's
is
exhausted.
How long's the train ride from, not train, that'd be really a long time. The plane ride.
The plane ride is, I'm sure, it depends on whether he had a leg or, it probably wasn't direct.
No.
Well, Atlanta, it might be. Morocco.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could have been a direct flight. I would say at least 16 hours.
Hey, Siri, how long is a flight from Morocco to Atlanta, Georgia?
One moment. I find an answer. It's displayed on your iPhone.
Well, if it's direct, it's 8 hours and 10 minutes.
That's it? I guess so, because it's closer.
If it's direct. Here's the deal, though. Siri also told me, by sound, it's 5 hours and 55 minutes. And if you if it's by the speed of light in a vacuum, it's 24 milliseconds.
You could get there in 24 milliseconds.
24 milliseconds.
You'll invent sound travel or speed of light travel.
Speed of light is fast, y'all. Wow.
You know, sometimes we don't need to know everything.
What?
Thanks, that Siri.
That is useless information.
I know. So they are kind of sitting there trying to get to know each other. And she says, let's go get drinks.
Sure.
Again.
He's not tired at
no
all.
No one should ever do this when you pick up someone after a long flight.
Go home.
And I think they're like, well, we need to see what he's like. We need to hang out with him.
We're going to be on him like a wasp's nest on a honeybee's ass.
That makes no sense. So they are, Zied's wearing his what look like House of 11 sunglasses.
Yep. I'm here. I'm so much happy.
He's making videos.
You're my love. I know, because Tiffany and Mike even say, he at the airport, they're like, he doesn't seem excited to be here.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be more effusive. Well, I'm sorry. They didn't say the word effusive because Micah doesn't know what that means.
Enthusiastic.
Micah doesn't know what that means. But I'm like, he's tired. But then when he gets in
also,
the car.
That's not Zied.
That's not Zied. But when he's in the car, he's filming everything.
Right.
So he is excited. Lay off.
And he's probably exhausted.
Tiffany is like, now see, this is where I think the reality comes in. Tiffany says, I can tell that my mother is so love struck with him.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
that's what kind of.
Was it the blanket? Or the t-shirt? Or the Kleenex? The Kleenex holder?
What was
the
it?
The plates.
Was it his face adorning everything in her apartment?
The shower curtain.
She is kind of. She. And this kind of makes me want to
reach
out.
Welcome mat that says welcome so much. gave it away?
But don't you kind of want to reach out to Rebecca and say, you don't have to be a 14-year-old girl with this guy?
I worry that Rebecca says things like, or thinks, I only feel like myself when I'm with him. Or I feel safe.
Yeah.
When he's around me.
Yeah.
Y'all, that is.
You got to find safety and fulfillment in yourself, y'all.
That's not love. That's codependency.
It's codependency.
Go to a CODA meeting for that one, y'all. But Tiffany isn't saying that, but she's saying, My mom has done this before. I think she said four times.
I don't know. I thought I heard her say four times. We only know of the previous husband.
But she, I could have sworn, said this has happened four times before.
Oh, I did not hear that. I only heard the, and I think Tiffany is scared, and they do have more like a sisterly relationship.
They do. And yeah. Rebecca's not Kylie Minogue. She is not so lucky in love.
I thought you were going to do a deep Kylie Minogue, Danny Minogue. That's real gay. I'm so sorry I said that.
Do you know that? I should be so lucky. I know the song. Lucky, lucky, lucky. I should be so lucky in love.
You can have, your husband can know who Kylie Minogue is.
He can know.
If your husband knows who Danny Minogue, her sister, is, he is a homosexual.
You know, I don't even know about Danny Minogue.
Wow. You know what?
That's why you're the 51%.
I'm really gay.
It's because we took a gay test once, remember? I was 50% and Poodle was 51.
No, those were misplaced. Those were votes that weren't counted.
I don't know. I think those percentages are like the earthquake. It's like 100% each decimal.
No, fraudulent results.
Yes, we've said this on our Gatreon, so add it to the list. We said before, if you know who Glennis Johns is, if your husband knows who she is, divorce him immediately. He's gay.
Yeah.
If he knows Danny Minogue, he gay.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and you need to do that for your best benefit.
Unless he is like from New York and he's a DJ for a living.
Yeah,
and
he might
even
know Danny
then
Minogue.
Danny Minogue is questionable. That means he's at least gone on a DJ gig, done some ecstasy, and had a guy suck his dick.
You know how I know that? I dated a guy who was obsessed with Kylie Minogue, but told me that Danny Minogue was the better performer. And even I was like, this is some faggy shit.
I didn't even know she had a sister that performed.
Yeah. Singer.
Did she sing well?
You know, I can't even remember.
Yep,
this has been years. It's like gay dance music, you know. It's the kind of stuff that you have to be like fucking tweaking your ass off in a sling.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
They give away dun, dun, dun. If you buy a Danny Minogue CD, it comes with a thing of poppers.
popper.
Y'all, if you don't know what poppers are, Google it. So they decided to have some dinner, and they go to BJ's Brew House or
BJ's.
Whatever it looks like.
Carl.
She loves her favorite restaurant.
Carl, they talk about my restaurant, BJ. They got that warm cookie. No, not my. That's what you call my lady stuff. I mean, no, Carl, it's a real cookie. By the way, Carl, do you know who Danny Minogue is? Oh, shit.
Carl's wife, you need to rethink that. So they're eating. And there's kind of a thing where, and
God,
Micah's making
BJ's
like shit eating grin the whole time, like kind of just judgy.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets shrimp. Rebecca's, I assume it's because she's worried about his English, but she orders everything, almost treats him more like a son, unfortunately.
No, Rebecca is going to be like, she's going to mother the fuck out of you in relationships because she's codependent.
It's not really healthy.
But Ziad is younger, and probably suits them.
Yeah,
their relationship style.
She does say Tiffany and Micah.
Sorry to interrupt, but Dad, why do you think one reason Rebecca probably likes dating men and bringing them to the United States, where she probably in a way that makes her feel like she can take care of them more?
Yep, you're totally right.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
So she is, Tiffany and Micah say, so what are you going to do for work? They already know this. I am certain they already know this. This is scripted.
You don't take classes in HVAC and plumbing just if you think you might like it.
They already know this.
Yeah.
And he says, I work everything. So basically, he's going to do anything. He can't work for 6 months. They know that. He's like, we'll think about that later. And he says, don't worry about Rebecca.
Don't worry.
And he and actually he even says, Tiffany and Micah, thinking I'm like her first husband, this make me angry.
Make me angry.
Because we've She's seen like, angry
well,
Zied.
Her ex did not like work, and that just makes me nervous.
Oh, that's so obnoxious.
It is.
Do you like work? Her ex didn't. Y'all, I'm gonna punish my mother about this forever.
Ever. Y'all, we just saw, and again, to go back to, but we just watched the first time that Alexi and Lauren met her parents for the first time. Her parents were lovely, and they behaved the way someone should.
Well, they were fair, and they asked some tough questions.
But they weren't
kind of sarcastic and mean.
And they actually cared about his welfare, too, and not just the person they're related to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all, God, he is hot.
Alexi?
Yes.
There's something about him. He's hot in a non-traditional way for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would be attracted to him. Y'all, I'm telling you that now. If Poodle saw him in real life.
Oh, I would, like, jump on him.
You would be out of sorts.
I would be. Big old 6'7" Lexi.
Woo!
Jump down on it.
Shall we move on to Tazzle?
Tazzle. We should move on. However,
let's take a break.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's Quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
We're back.
Tarzel, y'all.
I just asked Poodle if he had a pee or anything.
Like a child.
For the record, and he said, I'm okay. I swear to God, in 15 minutes, he's going to stop the show and say, I got to pee.
This is Tarzel, y'all. Tariq and Hazel, otherwise known as Tarzel, who is the fourth daughter from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yep.
She unfortunately had a song that was cut out of town about cow milking.
Oh.
Got to go down to the valley and milk the cows. No one likes me for my hump.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense why it wasn't.
Makes sense.
It wasn't in the final score.
It was also in a major key. Didn't fit in.
They're not always major or minor, but there's some major key songs. But a lot of very modal. Yeah. Modal.
Sorry, we're getting in music nerd shit.
Yeah, we are.
Sorry.
Gotta go milk the cows.
Moo, moo.
I like the cows because they like all people. Not a great song.
Not a great song.
Not a great song.
Didn't really rhyme well.
Yeah.
But Tarzel, Tariq, and Hazel. So today is a big day that Ari, his daughter, is coming home. And so she does find out as they're getting ready. Hazel didn't know that Ari sleeps in the bed with Tariq.
Yeah.
So she's like, that's going to interrupt.
I want to clarify.
Bam Bam time.
I don't know if this is exactly. I wasn't sure if she slept in the bed with them or in the same room.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. It could be she sleeps in the bed. I will say for even as Tariq says, her high functioning autism, as he keeps saying, yeah. This is a common thing. This is a very common thing for children with autism to sleep with their parents. Oh, so okay. It's a common thing.
Okay.
You hear it more, especially because we see her later, and I don't know how verbal she is.
We don't know.
Yeah, it could be she was being very quiet with a stranger.
Could be. Well, she does come home because yeah. they're nervous, and we see them.
She's
meet.
A really cute little girl.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah. She comes home, and Hazel leans down and gives her a hug, and a lot of people were moved by this.
It was
very sweet how she...
I will tell you, I was glad that this was handled in a very specific way.
Yeah.
I'm glad that...
I think Tariq's a good dad.
They did not make... Well, I think I'm talking about mostly production.
Oh.
I'm glad that Hazel did not take Ari's face and make her look at her, like with eye contact. That's what I was worried I was going to see. Because Hazel has no idea
they probably didn't get into specifics, but I do think Tariq's a good dad, and he does seem like he really tries. So I bet he probably coached Hazel.
That's probably true.
Hey,
yeah.
This is the best way to approach this.
Because she, and she did, she did hug her. You know, she put her head there on her, and it was a sweet thing.
And she was sweet. She was like playing with her hair.
Yeah.
And she said her name.
Yeah.
She did say her name. Which meant a lot to Hazel. It was sweet.
I think this was a good moment. I have a lot. I'm really worried about what's going to happen. I'm hoping that the season doesn't feature her having some kind of meltdown. I think the network has a job here because to reflect with children with autism and individuals with autism, and that it's not like some kind of scary mental illness.
Yes.
That and so hopefully
it shows kind of the I think some people think I agree.
Yeah, I'm worried
about
it. I
hope that they didn't show that like and give this thing that like autistic children are problematic,
right?
And show actually the beauty and the joy of this family.
Yeah,
and it is
hard. It's hard on the parents raising a child with autism, because there are things you have to kind of throw out the rule book.
You do.
Of what you thought
but
you were going
to
do.
Every parent that I've talked to that has said, I wouldn't want my child any other way. This is my. I'm so happy with the life that I have.
It's just a different way to live.
I think they're going to start. I think they're not going to do that. I think what they're going to start promoting, because they're already doing it, is Hazel even says she loves meeting Ari, and she loves that Ari feels comfortable with her, but she misses her son.
Yeah.
So I think they're really, really going to push her son aspect.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Which they've still got to do the whole K-1 visa. I think they're probably going to push that aspect. And the fact that Tariq messaged Minty, but we're going to get to that later.
But I think then you have to think about, so then the son will be away from the son's father. So it's kind of like, they've got a long way to go, you guys.
They do.
Couple.
I think they both really love one another, but they've got a... I think they do. I think she really loves him, and I think he loves her, but I think they've got a... Which is saying something. I would not have thought that whenever she put a divider in the bed.
I've just never given a lot of credence to this relationship, and so I was shocked when they were... but maybe we'll see something this season.
I like Tariq, though. I feel like...
I don't.
You don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do. I can't stand his brother.
There's there's some type of gross. There's now, a vibe.
I will
got.
Say he's the fact that he, with Minty and all that, and him like breaking up again.
I love Thai women. I love Asian women.
There's a fetish thing that seems weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, then in the next thing, one of my favorite moments is when she asks, "Is it hard to comb this?" Talking about Ari's hair.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There'll have to be a discussion about black hair.
Yeah.
So that'll I wish. We were part privy to that.
I hope that they do, like, I think that's interesting, too. Like, they've never really talked about, like, I hope they do, because she loves him. Like, I wonder if Hazel understands what it's like to be black in America and be
sure
with a black man.
I'm sure she doesn't understand it. Yeah, she has, how could she?
That needs to be, because... Come at us, Filipino sissies. I can't say the word without speaking of fucking Larry.
Filipino Cupid.
I don't know how many black people are in the Philippines or, you know, what their experience, but it's going to be different here in America. So like I said, they have a lot of irons to jump through to get this relationship to work.
So the next night, I assume.
Oh, I'm hungry. I want BJ's now. Why did you say BJ's?
We're having barbecue and with cone bread. And she's like, cone bread?
That made me guffaw out loud.
All of his friends are coming over. I'm glad it wasn't a huge party because, you know, he invited about...
Like Danny and Amy when he brought the whole fucking family. Y'all, sorry, that's season two.
Well, it's just, you know, she's been in the country, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be kind to these people. Let them meet your family and friends slowly.
You know, one reason why, yes, maybe there's some fetishizing, but why I think Tariq is a good guy, because I actually thought he seems like he has a really nice, good group of normal friends.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. There's just a vibe.
No,
for me.
I get it. And so Susan comes over, and her sister Kia, and I like
seen Kia before.
Yes. They bring Hazel a gift. Angela
this
brings
broke
her
my
gift.
Heart.
And then what broke your heart, Poodle, when Hazel said what?
This is the first gift I've ever received because people are
from a friend.
No, people are too poor to give for my friends to give gifts. And it broke my heart because
that was
think about the privilege that we have here. Think about Christmas for us.
And
it's just not even a thought, you know, think about the privilege, just the poverty levels in the Philippines. I remember, I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before. This was in Dallas and I was kind of like, I did not know a lot of Filipino people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a singer at our church, at my church, who was Filipino, and we were talking about the Philippines, and I said, hey, you know, I don't meet a lot of Filipino people. And I didn't
until I moved to LA.
And we know a lot here, bigger Filipino immigration area. And I said, you know, there's a huge, so many people, it seems like I would know more. She's like, the Filipino people you've met here in Dallas, she's like, those are the ones who could get out.
She said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I went, oh, she's like, yeah, my family is wealthy. She's like, the wealth disparity in the Philippines is staggering.
Really?
Yeah.
Come at us, Filipino sissies. Let us know.
Yeah. That's what she was telling me.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, basically, it's these people, the very, very 1%. And then there's like the 10 to 7%. And America is just as not just as bad, but we're pretty close.
We're getting worse and worse.
But that kind of 7% after that who do have ability to leave, and everyone else is just it's poverty.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe it's not like this was in 2002. Maybe it's not like that anymore.
Was 20 years ago.
Yeah. But you know, it's easier to get to LA than the middle of Dallas. But anyway. So
2002.
Boy, remember that time?
Remember that year?
So they're basically saying she gives her a powder blue scarf. Powder blue. her favorite color.
And it's sweet. She's teaching her, like, because Philippines is warm, she's teaching her how to use the scarf, how to wear. I thought this was a really, really sweet moment and just really just normal, like welcoming somebody.
Right.
And Angela and Susan start ragging Tariq a little bit. And
and Hazel says, was he crazy?
And yeah, and Susan's like, woo! We were lived in an apartment complex and it sounded like Paces Crossing when you were living it up with all your friends.
It's turned, and Tariq's bed was on top of, was she could hear Tariq's bed. She's like, and I never thought he was going to settle down.
Never.
So that means he banged and banged.
Poodle, what do you think your neighbors heard in your bedroom below you in Paces Crossing?
Oh, the floors were so thin. I was on the top floor, so I never had anybody above me.
Can you imagine what they heard?
Fuck I! Harder!
But Jake, it's the fourth time.
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. Ruffy.
Sounds like Animal Farm up there.
That was an interesting time. Shall we move
on? Old Mick Poodle took a dig. Fucky, she's a hoe. With a here, with a oh, there, there.
It was a menagerie.
Everywhere, a jizz wreck. Oh, Mick Poodle, she's a hoe. E-I-E-I-ho.
Shall we move on to... Yummy program.
Well, almost, almost. I just want to say, her friends, so they're talking about, and they say, it must be hard. This is why I think they're going to push this line.
Oh, they were talking
Susan
about her
said,
son.
It must be hard to be away from your son. And Tariq was explaining, we're going to have to do the same thing for the son. We've got to do a K-1 visa, go through that entire process. And Hazel
I think
starts,
I was on Grindr at this point.
Yeah, and Hazel starts crying, and Tariq says, this is why I do love Tariq. He says, she's giving up everything to be here, and I want to make sure she's comfortable. So I need to be up front and tell her about texting Minty.
Oh, Minty.
And then I'm like, I just start to like you, and then you show your ass.
It's gross.
All right.
It's gross.
Let's move on.
Screw Steffi for Grand Rapids.
Son of a bitch.
My 27-year-old fiancé from Ladyville, Belize.
When we posted that, I think four people said, Ladyville, Belize.
God, she's a gift.
I have someone who just texted me on Instagram, Ladyville, Belize.
Somebody should adopt that drag name.
Ladyville, Belize.
So, you guys, this story
is mad and she's not having it.
This story is going nowhere.
Dead stop.
This is an absolute disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah. This is the big failure this season. This is the Yolanda Williams.
But wait, didn't they see on this season of 90 Day, didn't we see them together?
I think we
did. So we did. So they do eventually.
No, I ain't gonna go to Belize.
So she's eventually gonna go there.
I have to talk to him.
So maybe this is the Lana David.
But I love that Stephanie is, you guys, this is fucking... This is some white women privilege of like, even though there's a 100-year pandemic, I'm really upset that they closed the
borders.
Belizean borders again. I mean, what an inconvenience.
Also,
sorry this inconveniences you, Stephanie.
Sidebar, what is she wearing? What is she wearing? It's like a sheer thing with boy shorts.
But it's a sheer thing that just covers up her like a tube top covers up her tits. And then it's all like this flowy, lacy.
I was so confused.
It looks like two designers, one from the American Girl store and the other one from Forever 21 fucked and made this blouse.
It's not good.
It's not good. And look, I'm all about at any age, wear what you want.
Yeah.
If you look good in it, wear it.
It just didn't have a lot of thought to it.
But I do think there is something about
the shorts.
I do think there's something about, I do believe in age appropriateness. I do believe in that.
I do believe in spooks. So she is, she consistently, she's waiting for a date. The Belizean borders have been pushed back again.
It's really upsetting. I can't even do my goddamn hula hoop. I'm distracted. There goes 100 hours.
I really do think it's almost like this person was made up for us. This is such a great, it's my favorite person this season.
If 2020 had a birth anything, it was Stephanie for us.
Stephanie for Grand Rapids.
I just wrote in all caps, y'all, what the fuck is that shirt?
Yeah, I'm so
glad you brought
that
up.
I wrote, what is she wearing?
We haven't seen each other in 9 months and we're growing further and further apart.
Further and further. So the idea that she equates, she's got this desperate idea that she needs to, that if she doesn't go see him, he's going to like fuck another girl.
Yeah.
And this idea that I can tell every time I talk with him on the phone, we're going further and further apart.
Apart.
And
I just don't know what he's up to.
We've lost our connection because he's connecting with some other girl.
It's true. You know?
Anyway, so she's calling him, y'all.
And she's like hitting the phone. She's like, "Damn it, answer your phone,
son of a bitch!
I'm gonna call Apple and tell them I deserve to be put through."
Hello, Apple.
Hello.
Are you there?
Apple, this is Stephanie again. Yeah, I just
Stephanie from Grand Rapids.
I hey, look, this phone should work for me because I can wheel it to be. have you seen me hula hoop?
So the next scene, you guys, is she's been calling him like 9 or 10 times.
They say, and then we see.
This is later on that day.
6 hours later.
6 hours later.
And she's laying in the bed.
And with Cooper, her geriatric feline.
And what a lot of people don't know is they edited out that 6 hours.
We got
the 6 hours of footage.
Yeah, and we got to see what they were doing.
Yeah, Matt
during
Sharp,
that
Matt Sharp's cousin removed, who's upset at him because he wrote her out of the will.
Sandra,
she DM'd us the footage.
Yeah. So we're gonna now reenact with this
never before seen
with. Her what Stephanie's conversation with Cuckoo, otherwise known as her cat Cooper, who is 28 years old,
yes,
and is apparently basically a bag of bones at this point.
Apparently, so it's important to know. Picture it:
Cuckoo's not well, by the way.
Entitled white woman on the bed, cat, and a bowl of milk on the bed.
That grossed me out too. I got to say that.
So just picture that. And this is...
I'll be playing Stephanie.
So this is your reality gaze theater.
I started that way too high.
I enjoyed
am so
it.
Sorry. I squeaked. There we go.
Almost.
I squeaked it. Wasn't ready for that. I inhaled.
Take a drink.
Here we go. And scene.
Cuckoo, Turtle, where's your daddy, Cooper? Why won't he answer my call?
I don't know, Mama. I'm now so tired. I'm trying to eat that milk bowl.
Where's Daddy Ryan? You gonna share the bed with Daddy Ryan when he comes? That don't watch the hairball, baby. Watch mama's
Don't get that on the pillows.
Sorry, I'm indigestion, Mom. I got some indigestion.
I bought those pillows at Cost Plus World Market.
I don't know why you wanted to take me into that. Is that when you put me on that cat leash?
Yeah, we walked all around there, and you really had a taken to the turquoise jewelries.
Turquoise.
You're gonna be sharing a bed with Daddy Ryan. You okay with that, Cuckoo?
Yeah, his face looks proportionate. Mom, what happened to yours? Those eyes. Why are your eyes always half open?
How dare you, Cooper?
I know, I say it with love, Mom. I'm just worried. I'm worried.
Cuckoo, wake up. Cuckoo. I've been calling my Daddy Ryan all day long, and I'm not going to call anymore.
Don't say Daddy Ryan. That's gross.
I'm not going to call him.
He's your grandson, you old bitch.
You know why?
What?
I got a sick cat and a business to run. Drink your milk, honey. You gonna share your milk with him? Gonna share your milk? I don't know why I'm saying
why are you putting on that perfume?
I'm gonna say a man should share his milk with a cat.
That's old.
And scene.
Wow. Y'all, this is a really kind of abusive relationship they have.
This was with her and the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, that cat's not long for this world. Let's
Cuckoo.
Let's do a death watch for Cuckoo, as she called him, or Cooper. And we also need to keep Truffles in our prayers.
Y'all.
Kenny and Armando's Truffles.
Yes. Shout out to Truffles.
Truffles made it through Christmas, it looks like.
I'm so hungry. Yeah.
I wish people had been able to watch your face as you were doing the cat.
I really embodied the cat.
I was kind of like, you wrinkled your face up in such a way.
I'm a method actor. I'm telling you,
yeah.
Y'all, when we do these live shows, it's going to be like we disappear in front of your eyes.
I kind of throw myself back
into it. Also, I can't look at you in the face when I do that or I'll start laughing.
With the accent? The cat. The cat, yeah.
I can't look at you.
I know.
Eye.
It's funny.
Anyway.
So... this scene was just absolutely bonkers.
I guess
Daddy Ryan.
And the cat's like, please kill me.
Please. I mean, maybe if my dog was really, but instead of, I guess it's harder with, I am a cat person. I've only had dogs. So your dog, you can take your dog off of your bed.
Right.
And put them on the floor. But I guess cats are more just unmanageable. So
I don't know.
Cats on the bed. So you bring the milk to the bed.
I'm going to use, when I
isn't it not good to give cats milk?
They do sell special
milk. Oh, maybe it's
milk.
Like cat
yeah.
milk. Okay.
I really do need to put as, I think we may need to have a merch shirt that says, I got a sick cat and a business to run. To talk about why you can't do something. Don't call me. I got a sick cat and a business to run.
Okay? I didn't even have time to hula hoop today.
I'm making the Guinness Book of World Records.
Stephanie's got way too much time on her hands, y'all.
So, she's...
But at least her call with Ryan went well.
Oh, okay. A sissy sent me an Instagram message and sent me an article because I'd never heard this term before, and maybe I'm just out of it. She said, just so you know, this is financial abuse.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's true.
I'd never heard of this term. And basically, it is someone holding something over you. So you will either profit or lose something in the relationship through valuing money.
This is financial abuse.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
So, because you guys, this is holding all the purse strings. She also he works the resort. She's paying him.
She is paying him, and he doesn't know this. Sorry, I was looking for a message, too. Someone messaged us about Amira and the type of detention center she was in.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for that as well.
She said, the sissy said, they were pretty serious detention centers.
It was actually also I remember it was I'll shout them out. It's 90 Day Fiance _ etc.
Yes, ET.
It's their Instagram, y'all. So if you want to follow them, and they said they kind of were DMing with Amira, and she was telling me about they took her phone, they took her watch, they took her clothes away. She said it was like,
so it's a bad place.
She said it was like, in Amira's word, they were like prison. They never communicated with her what was happening. They walked her through the airport.
Must have been terrifying for her.
Barefoot. She said it was a nightmare.
Oh.
Anyway, just letting people know about
that. Thanks a lot, Andrew. You and your Reddit scheme.
Yeah, you and your Reddit scheme. But yes, financial. This is totally financial abuse.
And
wow.
You know, Ryan's no prize. Let's just, Ryan. So he finally calls, or I don't know if she calls him or he picks up.
He picks up.
He's kind of like, what? He's doing a Destiny. What?
What?
I was busy.
What, dude? I was busy working
dude,
my ass off.
I was busy. I've been working.
What? Like, that's a Lalu reference. I've been working my ass off. And she's like,
what? I was busy.
And she doesn't say it, but she's like, yeah, with the job I paid for.
She's, you know, she's thinking it.
She
but,
is.
But just her tone the whole time.
She goes from like 0 to 10 real quick.
She's
with
like,
him.
You know, the borders are still not open. They pushed it back. And he's like, so? I don't care. He's doing a very much, I don't care.
And she's like, yeah, but you're working your ass, but you're asking for all these things. And he goes, says, I'm not asking.
I've never asked for those things.
You've sent me the watches.
And that makes her livid. She is livid.
You think that's true, that he never asked for that stuff? I wouldn't be surprised that
she
like gives him all this
that's
stuff.
That's her love language. She needs to show how much he means to her by giving him things.
And I think she needs to show everyone else how wealthy,
yeah.
And
it's also,
and
she's trying to control him.
She is.
She can control him this way.
Yeah.
So,
and Ryan says, you know what makes me happy? I'm working for me.
I'm making money.
She's like, evil villain grin.
She's going to tell him, and it's going to infuriate him.
It's going to infuriate him.
So he said, he even says to her, you need, he says, I'll never change. So you can just stop all this. She's like,
please. You were sitting on your fucking ass for 3 days.
I feel like we entered this conversation halfway, and we edited because he came in super, super like
calm, and then they edited it to like a million. Yeah, I agree with you.
But you know what? Maybe after 11 voicemails of her saying, Ryan, you didn't call me.
Ryan, call me.
Me and Cuckoo are just sitting here drinking Kim Crawford.
Kim Crawford. And what makes her?
If I had one more glass to Kim Crawford,
one more glass of this Riesling.
Riesling.
But what infuriates her is Ryan says she tries to throw again. Like she totally is. Like I'm bringing you to America.
Yep.
I'm an American.
Your kids is dependent great. On me.
And she's like, well, I'll just call this off and
I'll
basically
say
you can't come to America. That's what she's wanting to say.
Financial abuse.
And he
I just
says.
Learned it.
Guess what? You need to think about what you want because I don't care.
I don't
want
to come to America.
I don't
I'd like to. I'd like to see it, but.
But I don't need to live there.
She's like, what
every
about
time you're
me?
Calling me and screaming.
You want to come to America for me.
And then he says, you know, I was excited to see you, but now you're woo-woo.
Y'all, well, don't ever do that to anybody.
Men,
if someone did that to me, I would climb through that phone and destroy them.
Don't call someone crazy, even if they are crazy. That's not going to make the situation better.
Nope.
She's like, and now are you calling me crazy? Cooper, get on the bed over there. Cooper, right over there. Are you calling me crazy?
Then he does this kind of Mike bullshit, like Mike and Natalie. He's like, you know, it's in your hands. It's whatever you want to do.
He's like, go ahead and cancel it. I'm good.
Yeah. So
why are we engaged?
He has no responsibility. And she...
So she threatened to end it on the phone, but then if you notice, after she hung up, she's like, well, if we're going to end it, we'll have to end it in person.
I'm going to have to go to Ladyville, Belize.
And end it in person. Because you know why?
And I'm like,
she can't let go of him.
No, this is going to be epic, y'all.
He is a prize and a trophy for her.
Yeah,
for her to own, and it's gross.
Because she went to Belize and tried to get her groove back.
Yep.
And
now Stella's pissed off.
Yeah.
Y'all,
this is
don't
like,
watch Stella Got Your Groove Back, but don't think that you can just go to some island and get yourself an island boy and claim them. Not that that happened
thing.
In that movie.
Here's the thing. If you want to go on your bang trip, take your bang trip.
Take your bang trip.
But leave the bang boys
where you vacationed.
Leave them where you fucked them.
Bang
boys do not need to come home with you.
I want you to listen to what you're saying, Poodle, because I feel like when this quarantine's over, you're going to be traveling. And she's going to be traveling like...
On the Dick Riviera.
You're going to be traveling light and fucking heavy.
Just going through my country list.
I'll be just all of a sudden a map will shoot up like on Indiana Jones.
And with
just a picture of your ass. And it's like, she's going. To the Czech Republic.
Those little red lines.
There she goes.
And it just shows one. It's like a penis that goes ding, ding.
And just ding, ding. A little red dot. Red
like
penis everywhere.
Pac-Man eating all the little things all over Europe. But just taking all the dicks.
Yo, that's the show. That's the show, everybody.
You know what? Stephanie segment is worth all of the Tariq and Hazels for me.
Oh, good.
Is worth all the Mike and Natalie's this season.
Oh, good.
Those are the two that I really am not enthused with.
Yeah.
I can't see anymore. I think those are also the two that are the most produced.
Yeah.
Segments.
Yep. Yep. I agree with that.
Yeah, I would need a whole
Actually,
show
no,
of
I
Stephanie.
Don't. I think in a way,
Rebecca Zied.
Rebecca Zied's the
I agree.
Most produced because they're the most.
There's nothing.
They're the most normal, but I love watching it because I love them.
And I do live for me some Brandon and Julia because that is we should talk about that. Oh well, they weren't on this episode. But
I did watch The Bears All with him getting a little tickle, a little jack off in a car.
But there's this there's this really awful video he put on his YouTube channel. You guys, watch it. Don't give him hits.
Some of y'all wanted to post it in the Sissy Squad.
We said no.
We're not because it's like.
It's really gross.
It's
he's talking about
really horrible.
You guys are thinking he's like on a lawnmower
because people called Julia. They were saying it was like
she was a slave labor,
slave labor, and he was basically like. So it's great. Now we have a white guy talking about slavery. Wonderful.
But near the end, he falls off and then attempts to whip someone off camera. So that's all we'll say about it.
We don't know if it's Julia. We don't know.
It's the implication. It's gross.
Please,
it's disgusting.
Y'all,
don't watch it.
And also, if you're not a black person and you think you want to share that, just think, what would a black person think when they see that video? And that's why we're not sharing it on our social media. But we wanted to let y'all know what a piece of shit he is.
He is. Him and his whole family. I don't know if Julia was in the video.
We don't know. But anyway, gross.
Gross. That's the show.
So y'all, we appreciate you so much for jumping in and listening to us. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com to our website. There you can find all the links to our merch. You can find all the links to the social media, to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, or to our Twitter, which is Reality Gaze Pod. Y'all understood the switch. Even Carl's wife has followed it.
She's got it, finally.
She figured it out, so y'all can figure out. We appreciate you embracing the new name. Again, we want to remind you, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts would such a huge thing for us, and this is a really important time for us to do that.
Yeah, this rebrand, that's why we've been worried about it. Yeah.
So it really, really, we can't tell you how much it helps us out so, so, so very much. Anything else, Poodle, you want to talk about?
I think that's it.
All right, everybody. We call these people Lonely Hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just the loneliest of lonely, lonely? I'm giving you all the fucking time in the world. Lonely Hearts.
Yeah.
Looking for love.
Yeah. If you have ever sat in your bed talking to your 28-year-old cat and your glass of Kim Crawford wine spills in the cat's milk and you think, do I drink that milk? Call us.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.